safe. There's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go. I don't wanna be alone. Cause the second that you're gone, they're gonna know. Before he went to bed, he grabbed my hand and said, just cause I'm leaving.
Preston, the bodies of three more Israeli hostages taken on October 7th have been recovered from Gaza. Israel says they are believed to have died on the day of the Hamas attacks. House Speaker Mike Johnson inviting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress as the UN's highest court prepares to rule on a plea by South Africa to order Israel to cease military operations in Gaza immediately. As more Americans head out for the holiday, a powerful storm is moving through the country this Memorial Day weekend.
We're going to go well beyond just the damaging wind with the isolated tornado. We're going to ramp up the tornado threat quite a bit. All of the ingredients are coming together with that next storm. Kansas, Oklahoma, North Texas.
ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z. The NCAA reaching a settlement with a class action lawsuit that could result in a revenue sharing deal between college sports and the athletes who compete in them. If approved by a judge, it could be in place by the fall semester of 2025. This is ABC News. Ahead of Memorial Day weekend, sharks spotted off Cape Cod. Experts reminding beachgoers to be on the lookout for the Atlantic whites and to review shark safety. New York announcing extra shark surveillance at beaches on Long Island, including more high-tech drones. Chinatown neighborhoods, once a mainstay of many American cities, are now starting to disappear.
With rents on the rise and younger generations choosing to leave retail behind for other careers, the fate of many historic businesses in jeopardy. From 2019 to 2021, Manhattan's Chinatown saw a 26% drop in job opportunities. But it's not just the businesses. Between 1990 and 2020, Washington, D.C.'s Chinatown lost 41% of its Asian population. Philadelphia lost 15%. San Francisco, 6%.
That's ABC's Andrea Fujii. The Celtics are now just 2 wins away from the NBA Finals. Jaylen Brown scoring 40 points in Boston's win over Indiana. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
And we have Alexis here from Northwoods Realty to give us a little community news today.
Alexis here from Northwoods Realty, bringing a great new listing from Glidden, Wisconsin. Escape to the Northwoods with our picturesque 20-acre property. This charming 3-bed, 2-bath, 1.5-story home offers a spacious living, modern kitchen with stainless steel appliances, and a cozy wood stove with ample firewood. With first floor laundry, a rec room, and a main bath with tub shower combo, comfort abounds. Outside, a large fenced field awaits your cattle, while endless recreation opportunities beckon. Don't miss your chance to own this slice of paradise. Call now to schedule a viewing. Alexis Merritt, 815-527-1546.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin delegates and alternates to the Republican National Convention include two people who served as fake electors in 2020. Pam Travis and Bob Spindell signed documents to cast Wisconsin's electoral votes for Donald Trump, even though Joe Biden had won. Hunters and fishers in Wisconsin are keeping a close eye on work on the 2024 federal farm bill. Aaron Sandquist with Pheasants Forever says the bill needs strong private land conservation protection.
We have a lot of needs in states like Minnesota and Wisconsin, particularly in the prairie areas, and private land habitat provided by the farm bill, like CRP, is critically important.
Advocates say 40 million people would lose access to hunting and fishing opportunities without the Conservation Reserve program. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Minnesota National Guard's 148th Fighter Wing will be deployed overseas this summer. According to a Northern News Now report, the Duluth-based Fighter Wing will be sent out on a regularly scheduled deployment, though officials did not say where it will be sent and how long the deployment will last. The 148th Fighter Wing features over 1,000 airmen who serve in a variety of fields and the F-16 Fighting Falcon, and are trained to provide suppression and destruction of enemy air defenses. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative has announced that it intends to open a new independent community hospital. In a press release on Wednesday, the organization announced that it has taken significant steps towards establishing the new hospital, including developing the organization structures and an operational plan. The hospital will feature 60 to 70 beds with an emergency room and could also include things like cancer care and labor and delivery services. The group hopes to select a location for the hospital in August. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimskern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. And there are no funeral notices for today. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We could get some locally heavy rain too. Quarter to a half inch or more possible. Our high 67, tonight 39, tomorrow mostly sunny 70 on Sunday. A few showers 68, Memorial Day scattered showers 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
The public is invited to honor our fallen by attending Memorial Day services conducted by the Mercer Area VFW Post 9536 at the following locations on Monday, May 27th. A 10 a.m. service will be held at the Mercer Cemetery, located at the intersection of Beachway Drive and Mercer Lake Circle. And an 11:30 a.m. service will be held at the Pine Lawn Cemetery, located at 13590 Pine Lawn Road, Manitouish Waters. In event of inclement weather, the Mercer service will be held at 10 a.m. at Mercer K-12 School, located at 2690 Margaret Street. The Manitouish Waters service will be held at 11:30 a.m. at the Community Building, located at 5733 Airport Road. If you have any comments or questions, you may reach 219-677-7303.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Packers OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Reporting from Boston. The Packers wasted no time this week during OTAs to challenge second-year kicker Anders Carlson, who led the league in missed field goal attempts his rookie season. Former Vikings kicker Greg Joseph was 3-for-3 from 47 yards out. Carlson, 2-for-3.
When you're in the NFL, your talent's pretty good. I think over time, results will pay off, so just trusting the process.
NBA playoffs. The Celtics beating the Pacers again here in Boston, 126-110. Therese Halliburton from Oshkosh suffering a hamstring injury for Indiana. He's questionable for Game 3. Baseball tonight at Fenway Park as the Red Sox host the Brewers. Boston in third place behind the Yankees and the Orioles in the American League. The Brewers losing that series to the Marlins in Miami.
Yeah, that's how baseball goes. You know, you just have to keep going. You know, you're going to go through some tough stretches. You're going to go through some great stretches, but that's why you keep putting the work in, keep grinding, and eventually it'll start going your way.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich from Boston with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And we're going to talk with Mike Clemens live from Boston coming up just a little bit after 8 this morning. Talk more Brewers and Wisconsin stuff. On the local scene, boys baseball action yesterday, Division 4 baseball. It was Winter Birchwood. They hosted and defeated South Shore to advance on, so they'll now travel to Solon Springs Northwoods for their next game coming up on Tuesday. Shell Lake, they top Bayfield, so they now will get Mellon. Mellon gets a win at home over Webster, 12-2. So Mellon will play host to Shell Lake coming up. Rather, will travel to Shell Lake, I should say, coming up on Tuesday. Hurley will entertain Drummond. Drummond knocked out the Butternut Mercer baseball team 14-0 in five innings yesterday. And then Bruce and Washburn will meet in the lower half. Bruce defeating Siren via a forfeit in Division 3 action from yesterday. You heard it. You heard the action here yesterday as the Phillips baseball squad, they were at Clayton Turtle Lake yesterday. It took 10 innings and a 1-0 victory for Clayton Turtle Lake. We'll have that game archived for you a little bit later on this morning at 98qcountry.com. So Clayton Turtle Lake and a heartbreaker for Phillips. They advance on. They'll go to Cumberland now for their next contest. Meanwhile, Spooner against Cameron. Cameron was a winner in that Division III contest yesterday. Barron top Luck yesterday. Grantsburg was a winner. This was a good one. Shawamigan traveled all the way over to Grantsburg and almost got him. 3-2, Grantsburg with the victory in that contest to advance on. And Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser with a win over Unity also yesterday in Division III. In Division II, Rice Lake, they upend Lakeland yesterday 4-2 to advance on. Bloomer gets a win over Amory to advance. And Ashland, they, the four seed, hosted and beat Rhinelander yesterday by a score of 3-1. Northland Pines, they fall to Merrill. Merrill advances with a 9-0 victory. That was all in baseball action. Softball yesterday. The winners advancing on Northwood Solon Springs. They top Drummond to advance on yesterday. The Mellon softball team, the two seed, they get a victory over Flambeau in four innings, 18-3 to advance on. So Mellon now regional champs. They'll play again on Tuesday. Athens from the lower half of that bracket, they beat Rib Lake 7-4. Regional champs to advance on in Division 5. Division 4 softball, it was Grantsburg topping Hurley to advance on with a 17-1 win in three innings. You heard the Shawamigan Shell Lake game. That's archived at 98qcountry.com. That was over on 103.1. Shell Lake erupting for a 7-run inning midway through that contest en route to a 12-5 win over Shawamigan to advance on and grab that regional championship. In Division III action, it was Northwestern topping Bloomer. They advance on with a regional championship, and Spooner defeats St. Croix Falls to advance on. Well, we found out who's going to state for track. Some of our area qualifiers that will be running in lacrosse next week. Autumn Mikulski wins the 800, the 1600, and the 3,200-meter runs to advance on in all three of those events. So congratulations in order for her. The 4x800-meter relay team of Phillips advancing on. That's Ruby McCormick, Sarah Knack, along with Eddie Cabe and Leah Harper. They are sectional champs to advance on. Phillips' Gavin Esterholm advancing in the 3,200-meter run. In the 110-meter hurdles, it was Shawamigan's Robert Schinnebeck finishing in fourth place to advance on. In the 4x8 relay, the Phillips team taking third, advancing on to state. Maverick Hoagland, James Vollendorf, along with Julian Ellingen and Gavin Esterholm, all on that team. High jump competition, Rib Lake, Jeb Henderson, fourth place to advance. And the pole vault, Ben Vernig of Phillips, third place to advance on to the state competition. So congratulations to all of them. There was a couple in there we missed. I know we're kind of scattering to get everything together, and we're going to run through all the qualifiers. There were a few more from Phillips that I think that got inadvertently left out there. So hang on. We're going to have more in our bottom of the hour update at 7:30, including some more qualifiers from Lakeland and also the Prentice Golf Team. They won regionals yesterday to advance on. So we'll chat more about that here through the morning here on 98Q Country.
Today's hottest country is on.
It doesn't get any better than this.
98Q Country.
I've wasted a paycheck on whiskey and long necks ever since you left, trying to figure this out. This jack I've been drinking's been
on your radio at 98.3 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. 98Q Country.
Matthew, new artist, new song called Love You Again, 98Q. A few clouds. We're going to see some rain today. I think we were optimistic when we woke up this morning and saw that sun. And we're like, oh, yeah, maybe we'll be all right. We're going to get rain today, but we'll see what the rest of it has in store. Tomorrow should be okay. Sunday, maybe a little bit of rain returning once again. Today is, as far as gathering sports information for our area athletes and high schoolers, today is the perfect storm day, I call it. There's one day a year where we have softball, we had regional championships, we had baseball regional semifinals, we had track sectionals qualifying, golf, and there was probably some other stuff in there too. But all that stuff, all the things happening at the same time. So the perfect storm of information to gather. And we have a lot to talk about here this morning. And we had, with all that said, yesterday could not have been more disappointing as far as our area baseball and softball teams go. It was just kind of heartbreak after heartbreak. Our Shawamigan baseball team almost pulled the upset over in Grantsburg, losing that one 3-2. And the Phillips baseball team, some fabulous pitching, scoreless game through 9, 1-0 in 10 they lose down in Clayton to Clayton Turtle Lake. Our softball team battled. Shell Lake had one big inning where things kind of got out of hand for Shawamigan, and Shell Lake was able to beat the Shawamigan girls. It was a very evenly matched couple of teams, though, 12-5. Shell Lake advanced on with that win yesterday. So, Mellon had a little success, so congratulations to them. But it was kind of a rough day of some heartbreaking losses for our area ball teams. We had several area athletes make it through to the state track tournament. That'll happen in La Crosse next week. And be sure every year we get our track athletes through. We do our best to get them on the air, so we'll be doing that next week. Most likely on Thursday. The two I want to mention here, because there was two qualifiers that I failed to mention during our sports a little bit ago. Leah Harper of Phillips, she's going in the 800. And Prentice's Kylie Orison going in the 3200 also. And we'll cover more of those in just a little bit. So we have Brewers for you this weekend. If you're out and about fishing, maybe going after that big muskie or whatever is going on with that opener tomorrow, you keep it here. We got Brewer baseball for you with a, what do we got tonight? I know we got some day games this weekend here. Let's see, we got 5:35, 6:10 first pitch tonight, 3:10 first pitch tomorrow, 12:35 on Sunday, and then Monday a 3:10 first pitch. So, make sure you're on the pontoon, on the boat, and we'll have the game on 98Q Country for you right through the weekend. The Brewers in Miami for, or rather they were in Miami, they'll be in Boston. And our guy Mike Clemens, he's in Boston. And we're going to chat with him live coming up at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock, talk a little Brewers. I'm kind of jealous of him because Fenway Park has always been on my bucket list for places to go. Haven't been able to be there, and he is there. This weekend watching the crew. So we will check in with him on this Memorial weekend. What else we got going on here? Anything? All right, we got graduations, of course. Phillips going to do their graduation tonight. Shawamigan going to do theirs tomorrow afternoon. Check with your local schools on the times and places of yours if you're going. My question to you, how many graduation invites did you get? Everybody goes through those cycles where if you have kids, you know that when your kids are in school, you get to know the parents, and you get invited to a lot of graduations. And then you have some of those years after that where you're like, okay, looks like no potato salad for me. But what's the perfect number? What's the perfect number of graduation invites? All right, maybe two? No, zero is not an option. That's not an option. You can always just send a card if you don't want to go. You know, you can always do that. But there's sometimes you get overwhelmed. But I think our max, I think 1 year was 8 or 9 that we had. Didn't make it to all of them, obviously. But you got to pace yourself. I mean, it always works out well You know, if you can have a graduation on a Saturday at noon and then maybe a later afternoon one and then Sunday, I mean, you could go a whole weekend without ever turning a burner onto the stove at home. You just let everybody else cook for you. I mean, another ham sandwich? Why not? 7:34, it's 26 before 8. Let's get you updated on news and sports now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bodies of three more Israeli hostages taken on October 7th have been recovered from Gaza. Israel says they're believed to have died on the day of the Hamas attacks. House Speaker Mike Johnson inviting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress as the UN's highest court prepares to rule on a plea by South Africa to order Israel to cease military operations in Gaza immediately. As more Americans head out for the holiday, a powerful storm is moving through the country this Memorial Day weekend.
We're going to go well beyond just the damaging wind with the isolated tornado. We're going to ramp up the tornado threat quite a bit. All of the ingredients are coming together with that next storm. Kansas, Oklahoma, North Texas.
ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z. The NCAA reaching a settlement with a class action lawsuit that could result in a revenue sharing deal between college sports and the athletes who compete in them. If approved by a judge, it could be in place by the fall semester of 2025. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least six tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin Tuesday night, as far west as Cochrane and as far east as Kaukauna, with the strongest in Unity at 105 miles an hour. They had to cancel school in Madison because of so many downed trees and power lines. About 50,000 homes and businesses across Wisconsin lost power. Police in Waukesha are giving a tent community until the end of next week to pack up and leave. Police specialist Jason Fink says they're not targeting people because of their homelessness.
But it can lead into certain crimes, like if someone is trespassing or littering or loitering or being disorderly, and we get a call from someone in the community for us to go and address those situations.
The land they're on is owned by an out-of-state corporation that only recently learned the people were living there. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A number of planned projects in Duluth are in danger after a bonding bill that would have funded them failed to pass at the end of this legislative session. According to a Northern News Now report, projects like updates to the water treatment plant, the lift bridge, and seawalls will not get the funding they needed from the bonding bill to move forward with the projects. Funding for those projects now cannot be approved until the next legislative session in January of 2025, unless Governor Tim Walz calls a special session. City of Eau Claire officials are warning residents of planned road closures due to the Memorial Day parade on Monday. According to a press release from the city, the parade is scheduled to kick off at 9:30 a.m. on Monday at Wilson Park and end in the Haas Fine Arts parking lot. A full list of the rolling street closures is available on the City of Eau Claire website or their Facebook page. Officials are also warning residents to expect heavier traffic than usual in the area, as the road closures and parade attendance will cause delays. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Get to Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale and get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 and get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. All with free and fast delivery. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
The Brewers are in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, reporting from Boston, Massachusetts, where the Brewers and the Red Sox face off tonight. No one is more excited to play in Fenway Park this weekend than Sal Frelick, who grew up here, but says he feels right at home inside the Brewers clubhouse.
Love everybody in this clubhouse. I think we all mesh really well together. Pitchers, position players, everybody, staff. So, yeah, when you get rolling like that, and that it is contagious. Everyone feels good going into the next day.
NBA, the Celtics Celtics beat the Pacers here in Boston 126-110 in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics now with a 2-0 lead. NFL in Green Bay, the Packers wrapping up week one of OTA practices. Matt LaFleur on what he's looking for the most.
Compete. Bring great energy each and every day, and I think the guys have responded well to that. You know, it's early, but I'm really excited about this group and their ability to come together, compete, to push each other.
That's Matt LaFleur from Boston with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And track sectionals held yesterday. State qualifiers determined. Congratulations to some of our area athletes qualifying. Autumn Mikulski qualifying in the 800, 1600, and the 3,200-meter runs, winning all three of those at sectionals. Leah Harper of Phillips taking third in the 800-meter run to qualify. And Prentice's Kylie Orison finishing in fourth place in the 3,200-meter to qualify. The 4x8 relay team of Phillips is going to state. Ruby McCormick, Sarah Knack, Addie Gabay, and Leah Harper in the 3,200-meter run for the boys. Phillips' Gavin Esterholm is a state qualifier. In the boys' 110-meter hurdles, Robert Schinnebeck of Shawamigan qualifying for state. Also, for the 4x800 relay team of Phillips, that's Maverick Hoagland, James Vollendorf, and Julian Ellingen, and Gavin Esterholm on that team to advance. High jump, Rib Lake's Jed Henderson advancing. In the pole vault, Phillips' Ben Vernig is headed off to the state competition. Congratulations to all of those. And additional qualifiers from the Hayward and Lakeland 4x800-meter relay teams. They advance on to the state meet in La Crosse this weekend. Ethan Gonzalez of Lakeland qualifying in the boys' 400-meter dash. The 1,600-meter run had Owen Clark of Lakeland. He qualified in the 1,600 and the 3,200-meter run. Talon Haling of Lakeland qualifies also in the 300-meter hurdles. Congratulations to him. Additional qualifiers, the Lakeland 4x4 relay team is advancing on to the state competition in La Crosse this weekend. And the Prentice golf team, they advanced on. They win their regional, which happened in winter, as Prentice cards a 328, five shots better than Ladysmith. For Prentice, it was Elijah Harding carding an 81, Maddie Heikkinen with a 77, Evan Lord with an 85, Jackson Isaacson with an 85, and Hogan Isaacson with a 95 to lead Prentice to the Gulf Regional Championship. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
May have everyone's attention, please.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
This weekend is the unofficial start of summer.
Yeah, you know, it's about time.
Guys, we have to get the bikini ready.
Hey, we're heading into the Memorial Day weekend, the beginning of summer.
Good morning, everybody. It is a Friday.
Girl.
sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland tonight. On clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb, chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven.
Double shot, Alabama, Oak Ridge guys before them at 7:50. It's 10 before 8. Joel here, good to have you along with us. Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. Swing on by there down in Prentice this weekend. Even if, well, you probably need something, a hanging basket or something for somewhere, right? At the very least, you got ice cream. You got the butterfly deck there. You can hang out and enjoy your ice cream. Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice. Good place, good destination place this weekend. We're going to talk with our sports reporter, 90Q sports reporter Mike Clemens. He was on a plane yesterday. He's in Boston, and he'll be at Fenway for the three-game series this weekend. And he has a lot to talk about, including the Packers. He wanted to talk a lot about the Packers because they've had some bizarre injuries going on in the offseason. And there's a good kicker competition going on, too. Always fun to have a... Nothing better than a good kicking competition in the offseason, and the Packers got it going on right now. What else is happening today? Today is National Escargot Day today. If I knew what it was, I would celebrate it. I'm not that fancy. Escargot. Monday is... do you know what escargot... Don't look at me like that, like, you don't know what escargot is. All right, let's ask the powers that be here. Let's see here. Let's get to that. Escargot. There's a couple of chefs out there that are saying, really, Joel, you're an idiot. Escargot, any of several species of edible land snails, a delicious, a delicacy of French cuisine. And although the snails eaten as an escargot are terrestrial, they are technically mollusks, and therefore they are classified as seafood. Well, you had me at seafood, so I'm willing to give it a shot. I'm sure I probably had it at some point. Memorial Day Monday, so we take a moment this weekend to salute all of those who have fallen for our country. I mean, it's overwhelming when you think back to all the conflicts and all the things that this country has had to go through to protect freedom around the world. My wife and son and I right now are watching a show called Pacific from the early 40s. And man, you watch that and it's just, it's just amazing. So hats off, salutes to all those who have given the ultimate for our country, protecting freedom, battling evil on this Memorial weekend. Many observances all across, of course. Every town pretty much has something going on. So if you want to be a part of it, contact your local city hall there, and they can probably get you all the information you need. We're going to get to our chat with Mr. Clemens in just a couple minutes here. We're going to do a shopping show later on this morning. We'll get the boys in here to talk a little savings. We'll get you out to some area restaurants, save you a couple bucks. All that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes. That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Have your power sport and outboard motor work done by a certified power sports technician. Jared is the right man for the job, whether that job is a side-by-side, an outboard motor, an ATV, or a snowmobile. They're even an authorized dealer of Hewitt dock and lift systems, but call them to install or remove docks of any brand. Your power sport pro goes with you on the trail and on the water. Make sure it's someone you trust. Make sure it's Northwoods Service Center, your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Call Jared today at 715-518-9118 or find him next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Congratulations to Maya Oswald and the entire Schwamigan graduating class of 2024. Maya is this year's recipient of the Northwoods Supper Club Scholarship. Terry and Lisa wish you all the best in your future endeavors. You've been a wonderful addition to our staff, always smiling and helpful to our customers. Your positive attitude makes you a joy to work with. Best wishes and congratulations from Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Trusted for nearly 60 years, Philips Medisize is a global leader in front-end design, development, and manufacturing solutions for highly regulated industries, and is a proud Lager United Booster Club sponsor.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We could get some locally heavy rain too. Quarter to a half inch or more possible. Our high 67, tonight 39, tomorrow mostly sunny 70 on Sunday. A few showers 68, Memorial Day scattered showers 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Hey, folks, it's Big G here. Memorial Day weekend is upon us, and you're invited to one of my favorite places to eat, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kennan, Wisconsin. Swing in this Memorial Day Monday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a delicious buffet featuring roasted chicken with all the fixings and a full salad bar. And don't miss their famous sugar cookies for dessert. Fridays mean fish fry. Saturdays is my favorite fire-roasted prime rib with those irresistible mushrooms. Plus, celebrate your birthday month with a complimentary dinner every Wednesday. Visit John and Heidi's Happy Days on Highway 8 in Kennan, Wisconsin for a meal you won't soon forget.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We could get some locally heavy rain, too. Quarter to a half inch or more possible. Our high 67, tonight 39, tomorrow mostly sunny 70 on Sunday. A few showers 68, Memorial Day scattered showers 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
All of your favorite country music.
Listen all day.
24 hours a day.
24/7.
For free.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98Q Country.